This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're with the Morning Run, Julian Ng, Lin Mark and Shahiz Abdullah here with you. And we have the Indonesian results where President Joko Widodo has been declared as the winner based on exit polls. Jokowi is some 10 percentage points ahead of the rival General Prabowo Subianto. And the official visitors of the victors of the race will only be announced on 22nd of May.
And there, I think in this election, there have been quite a lot of economic policy decisions in the spotlight, particularly because economic growth has averaged at about 5% annually since Jokowi took office in 2014. So the government currently projects 5.3% growth this year and 5.5% growth next year. Now, this is compared to the 7% that analysts originally expected when Jokowi first entered office. They may still prove to be the fastest expansion, so 5.5%, since 2013, but it may be considered a challenge due to a number of factors, so slowing global growth, unresolved US-China trade tensions, as well as volatile oil prices.
Okay, for some analysis on the results, we have Eldon Swanto, analyst with the consultancy KRA Group, with us this morning. Thanks for joining us, Eldon. And Jokowi is likely Indonesia's next president. Can you do a quick post-mortem for us? What were the issues that clinched it for Jokowi, or at least hindered Prabowo?
Sure. Thank you for having me. So, Prabowo, over the past few weeks or months even, he has created a strong narrative, right, to be very critical of how Jokowi has been mismanaging the economy. He's citing rising prices, unemployment levels, and so on. But actually, if you look at it, it might not really resonate much with the normal voters. At the end of the day, it's bread and butter. Right? And also, it's all about visible achievement. So Jokowi has this $5 billion US village fund program, which basically injects cash directly to 75,000 villages across the archipelago. And this is not just your typical political year a push, but he has been consistently pouring money into these rural areas, right? So basically developing the rural areas, the ones that are mostly forgotten, creating supposedly new economic centers, and also halting urbanization. So in a way, he has solidified his support in the rural areas by, for example, improving the quality of roads, has managed to improve the flow of goods, maintaining prices, and as you can see, inflation has been managed stable at around 2.5 to 3% under Jokowi, while he initially started at around like 8%, right? So when, let's say, Prabowo and Sandiaga Uno were citing, oh, prices have risen up, I've been talking to this, but it's not really backed up with credible data. What Prabowo was offering was a strong narrative, but what Jokowi was showing, especially during the debate, is that, no, this is not the fact. Like, this is the fact. Inflation has been managed stable. Infrastructure and roads is very visible. And that's kind of like the achievements that are visible and really felt by the public, I would say.
Now, analysts have said that there was little to differentiate the two candidates in terms of their economic policy. Do you foresee any major or different policy announcement from Jokowi?
I think Jokowi has been quite clear on what he's going to do, right? He's going to continue on working what he has been doing over the past 5 years, which mainly is infrastructure. But what's the biggest challenge now is that Indonesia has been growing at a relatively low 5%, right? But this is an autopilot growth. Like, a country as big as Indonesia, even when you're not doing anything, it'll grow like at least by 5%. So sure, the weakening of the global economy has its impact, but Indonesia in the future, they need a clear economic direction to diversify out of commodity. And Jokowi knows this. So perhaps maybe a cabinet shakeup is needed. We're not sure. But what is worrying is that it's a matter of will Jokowi remain to be the reformist-minded president that when he stormed to power in 2014, right? So he has proven that he has the muscle to, let's say, cut energy subsidies or subsidies during his first years. But of course, like over like the past year, he's been a bit more populist. So now he's entering his final term. It's as if like he has nothing to lose, let's say. So would he continue to be the reformist president, or would he be more populist, like how both Jokowi and Prabowo was campaigning both of them to be? So that would be the biggest question.
Alden, thanks so much for joining us. Alden Iswanto from the KRA Group discussing the Indonesian elections with us, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.